Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Jim from Tukwila is. Jim, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Jim is in the house, so Steve, you gotta remove yourself from the studio.
Bye-bye.
If you're playing along at home, Jim has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
What famous ship sank in 1912?
The Lusitania.
No.
Titanic.
Yes. Who is Bugs Bunny's arch nemesis?
Oh, the guy with the guns. Foghorn Leghorn.
No.
Pass.
Who? What parade first happened in 1838 in New Orleans?
Mardi Gras.
Yes. Par, smolt, and grills are the life stages of what fish?
Salmon.
Yes. What kind of flowers did Mary Poppins wear in her hair?
Poppies.
No.
Roses.
No.
Pass.
In which organ of the human body would you find the medulla?
In your throat.
No.
In your brain.
Yes. What acid gives citrus fruits their distinctive sharp flavor?
Citrus.
Yeah. That's not the answer I was looking for. But you got 4 correct, Jim.
Yeah, that's a rough one.
You know, it's Monday. People are waking up, trying to make sense of everything. Steve is back.
Hello.
Are you ready to play?
Oh, yeah!
What famous ship sank in 1912?
The Titanic?
That's right. Hey, Who is Bugs Bunny's arch nemesis?
Is that Sylvester the Cat?
No.
Porky Pig?
No.
Bugs Bunny... I don't know, a Wile E. Coyote?
No. What parade first happened in 1838 in New Orleans?
Mardi Gras.
Correct. Par, smolt, and grills are life stages of what fish?
Salmon.
Yes. What kind of flowers did Mary Poppins wear in her hair?
Tulips.
No.
Daisies.
Yes. In which organ of the human body would you find the medulla?
Is that in the brain?
It is. What acid gives citrus fruits their distinctive sharp flavor?
What acid? Citrus. Citric.
Yes, that's
acid.
The one.
Citric
in what acid. In what decade was the state of Israel declared?
What decade?
Yes.
50s.
No.
40s.
Yes. In which planet is named after the ancient Greek sky god?
What?
Which planet is named after the ancient Greek sky
Jupiter?
God?
Jupiter?
No.
Earth.
No.
Saturn.
No. You should have gone with your regular answer for planets.
Uranus?
Yes.
Ah, damn it.
Steve, you got 7 correct, and that is a victory. 7-4. Sorry, Jim.
Oh, well.
Next time.
Oh, well.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
Neither of you could come up with Bugs Bunny's arch nemesis.
Come on. Who is it?
Elmer Fudd.
Oh, that's right.
And
I'm hunting rabbits.
Yes.
Very, very quiet.
Very, very quiet.
You have the same haircut.
We do.
Oh, sick burn, Danny.
This baldism needs to end today.
We've got a new shirt in the Rock Shop that you can wear at your leisure. It is the I Beat Migs shirt, and you don't even have to beat you to wear it.
Danny won't wear it, though, because there's a bald man on the shirt. He hates bald people, apparently.
It's available exclusively at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
Last week at the Mariners game, something awesome happened to us. We got to experience something that none of us thought we would ever have the opportunity to do.
It was so killer.
We're going to tell you what it was after Ozzy Osbourne. Last week on Wednesday, we got to go to the Mariners game. And, of course, the most important decision that we have to make every time we go is what to eat while we're at the ballpark.
Absolutely. And sometimes we get so hungry, we just choose whatever's closest.
That definitely happens from time to time. This is some audio from our little gathering.
All right, Steve.
Yes.
What are you eating?
The Great State Burger. They got a plant-based chicken for us plant-based weirdos.
And I'm such a plant-based weirdo. I thought, oh, this is going to take a while for them to get me that food. I forget, like, it's fast food.
Yeah.
It's like within seconds. Like, here you go, sir. And I'm looking at him like, are you sure this is the right one? Like, no, of course it is. They have them just waiting there in like a little heat lamp.
Oh, yeah.
And then some of the greatest crinkle-cut fries that everyone is eating, which I'm glad, because otherwise I'd eat the whole thing. In fact, I think it's Lily approved.
I think it's funny because I'm watching Lily and Taryn just clean you out of French fries. Lily, what do you think about the French fries?
They're good.
They're good. She was eating them more quicker than I was. Like, I had to jump in and get a couple before she finished my French fry, which I was happy. She was like, you know, I always hate when you, like, have some fries and someone takes one, that's it. Like, she was just like, oh, have some fries. I will have your fries.
Can I say that did not last just Wednesday. That lasted the entire weekend, Steve. She told everyone that we talked to that she ate your fries and that they were the best fries she had ever eaten.
I agree with her. I don't remember these fries being that great.
Right.
I've had them before, and they were good, but
they were so crispy. They had like a crust on them that was just to die for.
Perfectly salted. Oh. I mean, I swear to you.
Very hungry.
They're damn good.
What about you, Taryn?
I'm having the Spam Musubi with a side of Steve's French fries.
That's what you decided to go with? A Spam Musubi from Marination?
It's so freaking good, and I was like looking at other things, but I kept thinking about it, so I had to go get it.
I have to say, the Spam Musubi looked like the saddest thing in the world.
Oh, my God.
Was it good?
It's so good. And, you guys, I was standing in the burger line with you guys, and then I bailed to go get it because I couldn't stop thinking about it.
Was it filling?
Yes.
Did it not? It didn't look very filling.
It never does. I needed at least three of them.
That's what I was going to say. Like, that to me was just a bite.
Well, I would say that my biggest disappointment of the Mariners game was not eating more things.
Yeah.
Putting French fries on my chicken, fake chicken burger.
What did you have to eat?
Pizza.
Was it good?
Yeah, I also am having Steve's fries.
I really did not maximize my time as far as finding things to snack on. I should have done better.
It was like the seventh inning, and they do the seventh inning stretch, and everyone's getting up to get beers before last call, and that's when I realized I need to get a pretzel before this game is over. So I ran, got you another one of those vodka lemonades everybody. And then ran over to the pretzel line, made sure we met some great listeners while there. I think one of the guys' name was Patrick. Shout out to him as well. Got the pretzel, and I realized not only is Lily awesome because she enjoyed my French fries, but Lily, Danny's daughter, is a girl after my own heart because she appreciates a pretzel with no cheese dip, with no mustard, and her and I enjoyed my pretzel together.
You have the palate of an 11-year-old girl.
Or she has the palate of a 50-year-old man.
Wow.
That doesn't sound right.
Both sound terrible.
You're right. Neither one should ever be used out of context, please.
No. Also, can we give a shout-out to Gary Hill Jr.?
Mariners broadcaster, we got to experience something for the first time. I honestly never thought I'd ever get this opportunity. You hear stories of people getting to visit the broadcast booth, and I'm like, we'll never get invited to the broadcast booth, but we did.
It was we didn't know what to do. We were frozen outside of it for a minute because we're like, do we just walk in there?
Well, shout out to our buddy Justin Barnes, because at one point, so Gary, of course, is broadcasting the radio call, and I'm like, I feel weird texting him because he's doing the baseball game. And he's like, yeah, just come on up to 200 level, blah, blah, blah. Go through this door and then walk right into the radio booth. I'm like, okay. So we get there, we get to the door, and I'm like, I don't want to walk in. Like, I don't know. Like, what are we walking? Like, what's up, bitches? We're here. Like, I have no idea how to handle this. Like, and it's like the way it's all set up. Like, you don't see him.
No.
Thankfully, our buddy Barnes walked by when he saw us. He's like, what are you guys doing here? And we're like, well, we've been invited to go into the booth and all this. And he's like, oh, come with me. Met Curtis Rogers, awesome dude.
Yeah.
And then also Rick Riz was there as well. And we got to watch Gary and Rick call the game for a couple of innings. And that was really freaking fun.
And no shocker, they have the best seat in the house. I mean, seeing it from that vantage point was so cool.
Also, just so nonchalant. Like, the two of them were just standing there. It honestly felt like we were eavesdropping on two buddies just BSing together. And then foul ball to left field. And I'm like, okay, they are still doing a baseball game. But it was cool to be able to watch that because I love listening to radio baseball games being called.
Yes.
I always feel like it's like you're almost listening to a podcast that also is a baseball game's going on behind the scenes because they're telling stories.
Oh, and they're so good.
Yeah, I thought that was a lot of fun.
The only thing that really was bad was that we didn't win.
We didn't win, but Lily once again won again. Like, she caught two foul balls.
Yeah.
She got my French fries. And then she got to enjoy ice cream in the press booth of the Mariners game. Because apparently, not only do they have like little snacks for, not a lot of snacks, but they have snacks for everybody in the press room. But they have a fully functioning soft ice cream machine, which I thought was the coolest thing ever.
What do you think the odds are that we could get a soft serve ice cream machine expensed for the studio?
Zero.
The Daily Migs Show.
Could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? If you do that, we're going to hook you up with tickets to the Summer Unity Tour. That is live in Collective Soul. Also, Our Lady Peace is on the bill.
Nice.
And it's happening at White River Amphitheater on July 8th. Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Hook or Shook at 920.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to the Summer Unity Tour. That is live and Collective Soul, also Our Lady Peace, and they're all together at White River Amphitheater.
It's like the 90s are back, late 90s are back with a vengeance.
On July 8th. And it's Tony from Gig Harbor playing for the opportunity to go to the show. Good morning, Tony.
Morning.
We're going to spin this wheel and see if you are playing with me or Migs.
Right, there goes the wheel. Who's it going to land on? Will it land on T-Dog? Will it land on me? Right now it's on my name, but I don't think it's going to stay there. It's T-Dog, baby.
Ooh, Tony and T-Dog, the T's. All right, Tony, here is your clip.
Oh.
Oh. Take a lot to get it. Man.
What was that, Tony? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just trying. I'm thinking it.
Oh, do you want a hint?
I'm feeling like it's Toto.
It might be the cover version.
Might be the cover.
You got definitely going down the right path. You're just wrong band.
I'm thinking. I want to say Africa.
That is right. The band that covered it, though, because it's not the original. The band that covered it has Rivers Cuomo as their front man.
Oh, that doesn't help.
They have released albums that have colors, like the Blue Album and the Green Album. They have a song called Buddy Holly.
Yeah, I know. I'm useful here.
It rhymes with sneezer.
Oh, Weezer?
Yeah.
Sad faith.
We were going to get there.
Honestly, I thought we might have to take caller number 9 for the first time in a long time. I thought even though we will have go down every road with no integrity, I didn't know if we were going to be able to make it happen. But of course, when it comes to rhyming things, that's the way to make it happen.
Oh, absolutely. All right, Tony. We're one down, one to go. Danny, let's hear the clip. That would be from right here in the PNW, Modest Mouse, Float On. Congratulations, Tony. We got you those tickets. You're going to go to the Summer Unity Tour with Live, Collective Soul, and Our Lady Peace on July 8th.
I hear Sneezer might be there as well. No, I'm kidding.
Great opening band.
Take care.
The Daily Mix Show.
I feel like there's a weird delay with that phone.
We talked about a lot of things this morning, but if there's something you would like to chat with us about, call 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Green Day.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All morning, we have received some great texts and calls, but we haven't had a chance to connect with everyone yet. However, now we are checking in with the Rockaholics, and it's brought to you by Window Nation. So go ahead and call up if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you want to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK. Now, based on the fact that Nick Cannon has 12 children and could not name them all on a recent podcast.
In all fairness, he got 10 out of the 12. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. But we were kind of soliciting for Rockaholics that think they maybe have the most kids.
Uh-huh.
And we have Heather from Mount Vernon on the phone. Heather, how many children do you have?
I have eight.
Eight. So what would you say? What would you say? You probably know. What's the age range between the eight kids?
So my oldest is 20 and my youngest is 2. I also have 2 grandkids. I'm a grandma. I have 2 grandkids from my oldest. That's 20.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Do you have any sets of twins in your eight?
None.
Wow. Holy smokes. You're a busy lady,
yeah,
Heather.
Yeah, and so me and my daughter were pregnant at the same time. So my youngest son that's 2, well, all my sons, they're my granddaughter's uncle. And they're only 2 months apart.
Heather, it's Monday. I can't compute. I can't. I can't make it make sense. That's so. How busy is your house? Like, how insane is the house when you have? I mean, granted, it sounds like at least one of them's not living at home, but a lot of them must be.
Yeah, yeah. So we've got 5 at home and a German Shepherd.
Oh my gosh, Heather, what is the combo of girls and boys?
So I have 2 girls and 6 boys.
Wow. I mean, that sounds like a very expensive grocery bill.
Yeah. Yes.
On average, like, what would you say, like, ballpark? Like, how many hundreds of dollars?
I just spent $415 at Costco about a week ago, and we're all out of food.
Oh my god! And Heather, how many jobs do you have?
So I'm a full-time student at Skagit Valley College, and I have 1 job. I work at the Recovery Cafe Skagit in Mount Vernon.
Oh my god! Go Cardinals!
Yeah.
That's the mascot at Skagit Valley.
I was like, wait, she went to Plattsburgh State University? That was our mascot, too. That's awesome. Well, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Heather. You rock. And it's Andy and Puyallup that's going to weigh in on this topic as well. Andy, how many kids do you have?
I got 6. I thought I had a lot, but I can't even compete with that last caller.
Andy, I hate to break this to you, but you still do have a lot.
Yeah, I figured.
So, Andy, with your 6 kids, what is unique about their names?
2 of them have the same name. And so playing the Brady Bunch over here, mixed family, put 2 to 2 together, but I got 2 Harpers.
Oh, wait, so when you married or got together with your lady, she had a kid also named Harper?
Yep.
Which is not a very common name.
Nope, and so we got an H1 and H2.
Oh. Are they close in age?
Yeah, so they're both 11. So I have a 15-year-old, 3 11-year-olds, and 2 9-year-olds.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know why I'm picturing, like, the 2 of them looking at each other and be like, I'm the better Harper.
Do they compete?
Every single one of them.
Thank you so much,
Andy.
Before
we let you go, for you, on average, what's the grocery bill like?
About $200 a week for delivery for, like, Safeway or Walmart. And then Costco's, yeah, $400 to $500 every couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I do love that Costco.
I need to talk to him about how he's spending his money, because I feel like that's what we're spending on with just 1 kid, a couple $100 a week.
I don't go grocery shopping very often. I really don't like going to Costco because I get very anxious in there. But how do you get out of there without spending?
I feel like it's
hundreds of dollars.
At minimum, you're leaving at least spending $100. If you don't leave with at least $100 receipt, I think they look at you like, what the hell did you do in here?
I think you're stealing or something.
There have been a couple times where I ran in just to get 1 thing. And I spent like $15 and I felt, it felt awkward. Like I was like, man, I don't even have a grocery card. I'm just like walking. But grocery shopping, my wife won't let she prefers if me and Tatum do not go with her, because we end up jacking up the price because we're picking random things. Like, oh, those cookies look good. And I'm not much help. Like, me and Tatum have like the same appetite. We just want to eat everything. And then she's like, dude, our grocery bill is like $50 to $100 more every time I go if you guys come with me.
Every time she brings her 2 children.
Yes. 1,000% yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
Well, speaking of your 5-year-old daughter, Tatum, Steve, we found out she's got a little bit of a potty mouth going on right now. She said her first bad word, and then we ended up getting a great voice message from a listener whose son cursed for the first time, and it was the F word.
Uh-oh.
You'll hear what happened at 9:50. Earlier this morning, we learned that Migs, your five-year-old yes. daughter, Tatum, said her very first bad word.
Yep, and it was bitch.
Oh, no.
In all fairness, she was just rhyming Stitch because she's obsessed with Lilo and Stitch. And then she started just focusing on bitch being the word that rhymes best with Stitch. And then, yeah. you know, mom had to try and explain it to her. It got all weird and convoluted, and it led to Tatum saying this.
So not what say bitch?
And then we'd be like, well, you could say that at a dog show, say it to female dogs.
And it led to a great conversation about the first curse word your kid ever said. And we got a great voice message from a listener whose son said a big one.
Hi, my son's first curse word was the cutest thing you ever heard. He was watching Sesame Street, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it was like October something, and we had Halloween decorations up, and he burst out. There is no effing Halloween! Have a good day, everyone.
Well, in all fairness, the letter of the day was F.
Yeah.
On Sesame Street. Oh, Big Bird God. Loves dropping the F-bomb totally. From time to time. We were getting a bunch of great text messages from people whose kids cursed for the first time. Some of the examples that we got. My daughter's first public curse word, her school called and told us that she was in trouble for calling her classmates effers. My response, were they being effers? To make it even better, she got an award that same day for going above and beyond normal expectations, and that's from Trucker Matt.
It's all about balance, you know?
Someone texted in earlier and said that the first curse word that I said was damn when I was six. I stubbed my toe on the coffee table. I yelled it in front of my grandma. She gasped like I set the house on fire.
Oh, no. Not in front of grandma.
And I think this one might be my favorite, though. My son said the F word when he was seven when he stepped on a Lego. I'm pretty sure he learned it from my husband as he said this exact same word while stepping on a Lego, too.
That is the only word appropriate to say if you step on a Lego.
The Daily Migs Show.
A lawyer accidentally called a female judge something that ended up leading to a very awkward moment.
Was it bitch?
It was not. But you're going to hear what he said during the Daily Migs download after Linkin Park.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle is in the house. I see your Sounders jersey peeking out from under your sweatshirt.
Yeah, I'm supporting the Rave Green today, even though it really doesn't matter.
I didn't realize they were playing today at home.
Yeah, noon game.
Yes, noon!
Against arguably, you know, one of the best, if not the best team in the world. I mean, the PSG's pretty good.
So you're saying there's a chance?
I'm saying it's already over, but,
oh,
you know,
no.
you get a chance to go watch them play, you know, you want to do that.
So you're not going to really see the Sounders, you're going to see a great team.
I'm not going at all. I'll be working and watching on the internet.
Yeah,
oh, my bad. My bad.
Go.
Yeah, we won't. If someone sees you at the game, that's not you. That's just someone else with a beard.
I'm not there.
Okay. Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. There's a lawyer in Colorado that got into a little bit of trouble with the judge because of what he called the judge. He meant to call her Your Honor, but he ended up calling her Honey.
Mm.
Oh, God.
Which, I mean, he could have said a lot worse things.
For sure.
And here's the interaction between him and the judge.
This could have been three separate.
Okay, but it wasn't three separate. Let's go with what happened in the case.
But, honey, oh my God, I'm sorry.
No.
Okay, hold on. Do you think he almost had like a moment where it just triggered like an argument that he has with his wife?
Well, what's something the Freudian going on there? Like, does he see his wife in the judge or something?
Or he argues with his wife like he argues with this judge.
Perhaps, yeah.
Honey, oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Your Honor. I don't know what to say to that. I apologize.
Go ahead.
The question here, I'm sorry, I've just been totally thrown by
Yeah, I can imagine.
He's rattled, and she's not letting him feel better about it.
And that's probably the most embarrassing thing to happen in one's career.
Yeah, could have been worse. It could have been like, look, bitch.
I'm a little thrown by that also, if I'm being honest.
Your Honor, I don't know what to say.
Well, go ahead. You've only got a minute and 7 seconds left.
Oh, man.
How do you even recover from that? Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, apparently you don't.
Not in the courthouse, apparently. No, yeah, they ended up going back and forth. And I guess there were two other judges there watching and smiling while all this was going on, which I'm with them. I'd be like, where's that? Get me that lumberjack popcorn. I need to enjoy what's about to happen.
She's honey, you're baby, you're sexy.
Oh, gosh.
You are three of my favorite things.
Not my favorite thing. The Oklahoma City Thunder won their first NBA championship trophy last night at home. They beat the Pacers in Game 7, 103-91. This is the final call.
The Thunder have taken the NBA by storm.
That's all we need to hear.
Also, F you for the pun.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He probably wrote that like a week ago, and he was just waiting to use it.
I'm just glad they didn't kind of associate the Sonics with the Thunder when they made that announcement, because so many national news outlets are saying this is their first championship since leaving Seattle. And
take the NBA by storm by jetting into the championship just like the Sonics did in 79.
Yeah. Although Danny was showing us on Simply Seattle, the Seattle sports merchandise shop. They have a shop here, but also online. They instantly put out a Seattle Sonics 1979 championship shirt to sell to people.
Smart.
Yeah. So can we say that the Sonics are champions right now, just to kind of turn it around on them, or that's just...
I don't want to.
No. Brian, were you much of a Dr. Demento guy?
No.
Oh. All right. Taryn?
I mean, I'm familiar with Dr. Demento, but that was a little bit before my radio listening time.
Yeah, I don't think I even bought it.
If you like Weird Al.
He inspired Weird Al. He gave Weird Al his first chance to play some of his music. He was kind of like a quirky dude that was on in the overnights. I remember growing up listening to him and thinking he was so cool. Now I listen back, I'm like, man, I get why I was such a dork. He was a dorky style of radio.
Once he uses that in past tense.
I guess that's why I still am a dork. Well, he just announced his retirement after 55 years. I definitely did grow up loving Dr. Demento, and I was like, oh, let me just find like a clip of audio to kind of give a little paint a little picture of what Dr. Demento sounded like. This is kind of weird. The first clip I found, I just randomly went to like somebody's full show, and I'm like, let me just pick a random spot, and I'll grab the audio and listen to what happens.
Dr. Demento.
Hi, Dr. Demento.
Hello.
How are you? Bremerton, Washington.
Oh, wow.
What the hell? I was Bremerton? Like, of all things, I just randomly pull up a guy who's calling from Bremerton, Washington, who clearly was just as dorky as I was.
And Dr. Demento, my request is the rubber ducky. Yes!
Well, here I am in my tubby again.
Yeah, and then he just played the Bert and Ernie song, Rubber Ducky, and I thought, I'm like, is it a parody? No.
Just the Rubber Ducky song.
This is why people don't take us seriously.
I think he was popular with children and people high on mushrooms.
Ryan, can we get the Rubber Ducky song in regular rotation here?
Certainly.
If not, My Baloney or Bologna from Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
What about
I'm on it.
Fish Heads? He helped make that song popular? No.
Yep.
Some real bangers there.
Gotcha.
Yep. Oh, no.
How about them Seattle Mariners?
I'm going to back to my office and do it right now.
Because you're not going to the Sounders game. You're going to look back on the great career of Dr. Demento, who I thought was awesome. The Mariners were awesome yesterday. They won 14-6. Now they're up to Minnesota to play in the Twins today at 4 p.m. or 4:40. As far as weather, a high of 75 degrees. Going to be a sunny day. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
Rubber Ducky.
The Daily Mix Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.